Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour, we continue to feature the very early songs on the Motown and subsidiary record labels. This half hour will feature all songs from 1961. We'll hear from Mary Wells, Barrett Strong, The Miracles, Eddie Holland, The Marvelettes, and The Val Attlers. Well, coming up, the second top 40 song from Mary Wells. The song is called I Don't Want to Take a Chance. Well, for the all-important follow-up to the song we heard the last half hour, Bye Bye Baby, Berry Gordy huddled with his new marketing director, Mickey Stevenson, and they decided what they wanted to do with Mary. They didn't skip on the arrangement, bringing in a small string section that greatly enhanced the song's uptown soul. While Mary's unschooled vocal delivery was much more tuneful than her earlier throat-wrenching effort, well, this was the first 45 on the Motown label to carry the famous map label that showed Detroit. It was issued on the same day as the Miracles song called Broken Hearted. Well, the Motown label at this point was 18 months in business, and Berry was already upgrading the company image. Well, Wells was fast gaining a fervent teen following. Mary recalled that everyone was running after me and pulling after me. They'd have to pick me up and run me out of the building to keep the kids from tearing my clothes off. Well, let's hear that great Mary Wells song right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
You say you love me, and I believe you do. You really, really love me, 'cause I love you.
Misery,
misery,
you're killing
misery,
me.
Misery.
Memories with Tom Fallon.
Number 97 from 1961, but this was Motown's first double-sided hit, and the B-side, which is coming up called Mighty Good Loving, did even better. Well, Broken Hearted featured the lavish strings Berry Gordy signified as the new pop soul. While the song only stayed on the pop charts for a week, it had three lives. An alternate version appeared on the Miracles' second LP called Cooking with the Miracles, while another was included in a UK LP called The Sounds of Rhythm Blues Hits in 1964. While back then a recording session for one song was from 8 o'clock in the morning, you'd pack your lunch because no one could afford to have hot lunches or catering or anything back then. You were there all day until late in the evening, Smokey Robinson recalls. Well, before that, we heard a song that most people know from the Beatles, but that was Barestrung with Misery. That did not chart, but was recorded in 1961. And we started with Mary Wells, I Don't Want to Take a Chance, number 33 from that same year, 61. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. We'll continue to feature all Motown songs released in 1961. Well, coming up, that B-sided song that we talked about earlier, here is The Miracles with Mighty Good Lovin', a number 51 pop tune and a 21 tune on the rhythm and blues charts. Right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
By your hand, you're gonna let me have your heart. loving gets a hold on you.
I'm so
That was the Marvelettes with Twistin' Postman, and that reached number 34 from 1961. And before that, Eddie Holland, one of the Holland brothers of the famous writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland, had a hit in 1961 called Jamie, and that reached number 30. And we started with the Miracles, with that song Mighty Good Lovin', and that reached 51 on the pop chart from 1961. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, the greatest Motown hit so far in the Motown label history. It reached all the way up to number one, Please Mr. Postman by the Marvelettes. Well, the Marvelettes were five high school girls from suburban Inkster, Michigan. And they scored Motown's first number one pop smash with that great song, Please Mr. Postman. It was also covered by the Beatles. Well, just a few weeks before the quintet competed in Inkster High's talent contest, they called themselves the Cascanets. "We were just joshing around," said Catherine Anderson with a big smile. "We broke out laughing, saying, well, we just can't sing yet." Well, they finished fourth in the contest, but number one in the all-important Top 40 chart. Here is Please Mr. Postman, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Greetings. another man. And mama, mama, while I'm away, please, please write every day. No, 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 please, Uncle Sam, please don't take me away.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
That was The Miracles. That was the last Top 40 song from 1961, and that reached number 35. The song was called What's So Good About Goodbye. Well, Smokey Robinson was growing by leaps and bounds as a songwriter. The fabulous wordplay in that song was a long way from songs called Get a Job and It that he wrote earlier. Well, Smokey recalled that I was looking at TV one night, and this man and woman, lovers, were saying goodbye. She asked him what's so good about that. Well, there are no new words, he continues. I just have to try and say it in a way that's going to be ear-catching to people. Well, Smokey's insightful words and the stately arrangement of that song caught plenty of ears, as the song was The Miracles' biggest seller since Shop Around. Well, before that, we heard from the Val Adlers, and the song was called Greetings, This is Uncle Sam, reached all the way up to number 89 in 1961, and we started with that number one by the Marvelettes, Please Mr. Postman, from that same year of 1961. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all early Motown hits and some songs that were not so hits this hour. Hope you enjoyed hearing a little bit about the origination of the great Motown record label. Well, if you have any questions or comments for me, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. On that website are listed radio stations that carry Motown Memories on the internet, as well as information about your favorite Motown artists. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.